VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. President Trump is reportedly prepared to quickly ramp up a trade war with China. He has told aides he is ready to impose tariffs on $200 billion more in Chinese imports as soon as next week. The White House has not commented on the report by Bloomberg News, which cited six unidentified sources. The world's two largest economies have already applied tariffs to $50 billion of each other's goods. The new proposed 25% tariffs would affect consumer products, including home building supplies, technology products, bicycles, and clothing. China has responded to a bipartisan group of 17 members of the U.S. Congress who have called on the Trump administration to impose sanctions on high-ranking Chinese officials. It accuses those officials of violating the rights of minority ethnic Muslims in remote Xinjiang. Associated Press correspondent Christopher Brodin reports.
This all comes down to an ongoing crackdown on Uyghurs that involves the setting up of a massive network of internment camps where Uyghurs in the hundreds of thousands, possibly as many as a million, are being held and forced to undergo a form of political indoctrination, which includes renouncing Islam and the Uyghur culture.
The United States on Thursday extended the ban on Americans' travel to North Korea for another year, saying it was still too dangerous to go there. The Trump administration told Russia Thursday to stop what it believes is the harassment of international shipping vessels in the Sea of Azov and Kerch Strait. It called the alleged allegations an attempt to weaken Ukraine's economy. The U.S. accused Russia of delaying commercial ships since April and stopping at least 16 commercial ships from reaching Ukrainian ports. This is VOA News. The United Nations